Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, you're with Sabrina Williams, and I'm your host with Rolling with a Diva. I got it right today, and today, oh my gosh, you guys, we're in the community. I am here with the most handsome man, Mr. G-Sale. We're going to talk to him, and he's going to tell us about his life. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll find out if he's single. Ladies, because you know what, I'm going to be interviewing for him for a wife or something. I don't know. I mean, if he has a wife, then his wife is going to come and choke me. But anyway, we'll talk about that later. I'm also here with my photographer and my great son, Elisha. So thank you, Elisha, for being here. And G-Sale, how are you today?
I'm well blessed. How are you?
I'm doing good. He has a beautiful smile. Okay. So we're going to get off track to him earlier, but we're going to be asking him questions, and he has the right to say pass, but he really doesn't because I'm going to get the answer later. Anyway, don't worry about that. Okay, Mr. G-Sale, tell us about yourself.
My name is G-Sale. I'm an artist from Chicago.
Yay, Chicago!
Yes, ma'am. I have my own label, Ranger Records. I'm signed to The Private Plane. It's founded by 6-time Grammy Award winner Malik Yousef.
Whoa. Hi, Malik. Hi.
I'm also a partnership with the company, so I am an executive.
Okay.
I am the director of marketing and live events for the Private Plane.
Okay.
So I'm the one that targets out the place, the area for events, and put together the whole event from who's going to start, where, and everything, all the way into the itinerary of the performance.
Nice. Now, we're here today at the beautiful Eclipse Theater, and this is my first time actually being inside. And, Eli, can you focus on my drink there for a second? Because you guys know that I love alcohol. I'm not – don't anybody call Alcoholics Anonymous or anything on me, because that's not what I mean, but I love a good drink. You guys, they actually have a bar and food in here. You don't even have to come see the movie. You guys need to check this out. It's downtown. We're on 3rd and Gas Street. See the downtown behind us and the cute, handsome people in the video. Okay? All right. Let's get started with another question. So, this is a question. Are you married?
I am not married.
With that handsome smile, really? Okay, I'll help you out there. Don't worry. I'll get your number and hook you up. Don't worry. Anyway, okay, now, who got you started in the industry?
Actually myself, you know, was always like a hobby.
Right.
Something I used to do with the guys on the street, and one day I just woke up and decided, like, going to the studio today, and
okay.
I looked in the yellow pages, and found the studio, booked some time, and went in there, and about a week's time, I had me a seven-song demo.
Wow. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, he said Yellow Pages. For all you young people out there that don't know what the Yellow Pages, that's a book that we used to look up addresses and numbers for. So just in case of you millennial people are wondering what a Yellow Page is, just so you know.
2003, you know. 2003, I just got tired of it, so now I'm going to the studio, and before I know it, I came out with an EP.
And he's actually representing the Chicago Bulls. If I would have known that, I would have made him wear the Miami outfit or like the Dallas Cowboys. But that's okay. He can still, we'll still film it.
Chi-Town, everything, Bulls, even the Cubs. I mean, you know, I like the Cubs, but I'm a Southsider fan.
Okay,
Chicago,
all right.
Everything.
All right. Power to Chicago. Okay. The song that we're about to play. Tell us about it and what was behind you creating it.
It was actually, you know, it's kind of based on a true story, you know, on how my life, you know, changed from, you know, getting signed and, you know, being part in an industry and, you know, making a conversion from Chicago to Los Angeles, you know,
okay.
And the things that happened within my life and how it changed, you know.
What is it like, you said from Chicago to Los Angeles, so what is it like to have between those two cities? What's the difference, I mean?
It's way different. The weather, first of all. It's beautiful in L.A., but the vibe, you know, it's Chicago is more closed off. You know, they're more, I would say, like crabs in a barrel, you know.
Okay.
They not people helping you. It's coming around more.
Okay.
More Chicago artists coming out.
Okay.
But, you know, L.A., that's where all the big majors at and everything. Right. You know, it's more connections there. There's more people connections there, and it's more money, you know.
And as you guys know, Elisha and I are originally from California, so we like, hey, California, we love you. We really do. So tell us the title of your song, and we're going to start it.
Called Live Life.
And actually, you guys, I'm going to tell you, there was only a little few words that I was, like, not okay with, but I really like the song. And you know me, if the diva can do sit-ups or push-ups with it, then it, come on over, come on. Yes, this is actually for Eli. It's his salad. There you go. That's Eli's eating. And this is our great bartender.
Hello.
Eli, can you get a film of her? And what's your name? And Crystal's a bartender. What hours are the bar, is the bar open, Crystal?
We're open from 3 to 11 during the week. And then on the weekends, we open at 10 for brunch.
So, yeah. And what was the drink you made me?
I made the Third Street Blues.
Okay.
Number one drink on the menu.
Okay. Have you tried it? I want to try it now.
Okay.
Okay, so afterwards, we won't videotape me eat, drinking three more.
Oh.
That is delicious. Don't judge me.
I tried to try, but last night was a long one for me. Too many strong islands.
Okay, and here we go with the song.
So this life, huh? Fast car. About, cause I'm living out my passion. Eyes on the prize, prize in the sky. Three highs I want, so it's time for me to fly. Hard life with hard times, hot boy with a cold grind. I'm lit in these streets, that's how I know that it's my time. My lit told me go crazy, so put me in a silence. My music is good energy and close to being violent. Haters watching me, I see this jealousy. How could you trip when you was next to me? I guess it is what it is. I got to handle my bill. Little mama bougie and she bad. Love to give me head in the jack. Think starring like the movies, making movies with the groupies. Real niggas salute me. Ain't nobody goofy. If this life I wanna live it, if it's about money I gotta get it. Fast car, designer clothes, blowing gas with fine hoes. I gotta do whatever best for me. Is my destiny. No, all praises due. I'd nothing if it wasn't for you. Live life. All praises due. I knew it was you. Worked hard for it, but you made my dream come true. So why would I turn my back? Why would you have my back? Didn't know it then, but you was right there to cover slack. Now it's camera rolling, flashing lights. I'm on that private plane, about to take a flight. Stand away from negativity, on the path of what's right. The truth in my music, just haters inside. If Scoop can see me now, he be full of smiles. And I'll be proud cause I held it down. Went from huns to making G's. People asking, saying please. People scream my name when I come in town. Ranger gang, making niggas move around. My sons are now young men. My daughter is a big girl. My queen is my right hand. I'm hot in this cold world. If this life I wanna live it, if it's about money I gotta get it. Fast car, designer clothes, blowing gas with fine hoes. I gotta do whatever best for me, and what I'm doing is my destiny. No, all praises do. Got nothing if it wasn't for you. Live life, live life, live life, live life.
All right, we are back, and that song was amazing.
Woo!
G-Phil, you know what? Your voice, wow, man. I could go to sleep to that every night.
Oh, wow.
I mean, seriously, actually, I have went to sleep to that song because I got privileged to it before y'all did. So just so you know. But it is an amazing song. And I'm, like, not an expert, like, person on voice. But your voice, it changes and up and down, but it's just smooth. You just go with it. How did you do that?
It's, well, working with Malik, you know, him being my mentor, he's taught me to be more melodic, you know.
Okay.
So I'm using my voice as an instrument.
Okay.
You know? So, you know, your voice has strings, you know, that can you can go up and you can go down. So I'm just learning to control them.
Okay. Wow. Now, what's it like working with Malik?
It can get it very intensive at times. Very intense times. It's an ongoing process. It's a process that itself is definitely a blessing. You're going to get jewels every day. You know, go get instructions of life every day, you know. And it's like crazy, impeccably crazy to see how music is done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, starting a song all the way from what type of bass you're going to use, what type of drum you're going to use, what type of hi-hat, you know, all the way to the words that match, you know. He always taught me, you know, first, when making a song, you start off with the feeling first.
Really?
And then once you get the feeling, you get the story. And then once you get the story, you get the melody. And then once you get the melody, then you get a word.
Okay.
So that's a process of taking. It's a process that he taught me. And, yeah, it's very, very strenuous working with him because he's a very hard worker. He's a go-getter, and he, like, pushes himself to the limit every day.
What's the you've done – this is not your first song. What was your first song that you ever did?
The first song I ever did was actually at Six Flags Great America.
Really? Is
yeah.
that in Valencia, California, or where was that one at?
I was in Illinois.
Okay.
I was in Illinois.
And what was that like for you?
It was fun, but it was learning to see because it was actually a real studio, a real
okay.
booth.
Okay.
And it was fun. You know, it was all freestyle, but it was fun to actually go in and to do it. You know, I think that was kind of like my push. Because, you know, they put it on tape for me and everything,
okay.
so I was able to let people hear it. And, oh, you got a song out. So, yeah, it was, you know, and actually that what caught Malik's eye, you know. Originally caught his eye, like,
really?
Oh, rap? Oh, you got a little talent? Okay. So from then on, you know, it was a process.
So how do you think you've evolved from that first song to now?
It's been a huge transition. Like, my life alone has been a huge transition, like, totally upgrade, totally improve. And, of course, there was, you know, stumbles
mm-hmm.
to get to that point, you know, but it's always is stumbles to get to any point, you know, that you're trying to reach goal. But definitely a huge improvement,
mm-hmm.
very huge improvement.
I have to say, I don't always interview rappers because I have an image of rappers, but you actually have changed my image of my mind for that. You are look at that smile. It's just your whole attitude, your whole demeanor. When I asked you originally for an interview, and it took a while, ladies and gentlemen, and he was very patient with me, but your whole attitude, your demeanor, your manners were very different than some rappers that I've come across. That you're very humble. You don't feel like somebody owes you something, and you're willing to work hard for it.
Yep.
Have you been told that before?
Yes, I'm very humble. Sometimes I'm told I'm too quiet at times, or I'm shy. And so I actually open my mouth up, and people hear what I got to say, and they be like, wow, you know, I didn't know he was like that, or, you know, I didn't know he was that type of person, or you think like that, you know, or you knew that, you know, because, you know, I kind of listen, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, you'll get a lot of information, you
yeah.
know what I'm saying? When you listen, you'll be able to respond to it. So, I mean, us rappers, we're ordinary people, you know, fathers, have family, you know, husbands.
You're a 20-year-old, and you don't even look a day over 30.
Yeah.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen? See,
okay,
so you guys can email me at cvwtdiva@gmail.com. I'll take applications and screen them, okay? But you do have to work. He's not going to be supporting you, okay? Just so you know, women, don't Don't be out there like, oh, my God, he's going to support me. That was just a plug for him, just so you guys know. Anyway, because you know me and my comedy. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, I'll leave you not on that one. Okay, so tell me about your son. How does having a child, being a rapper, and being trying to be a major artist, how does that impact you?
It's a huge impact. I had three kids. One I raised, he's five. He's like 30 now.
Okay.
He's in Portland. My 20-year-old, he's here now with me. And I have a 12-year-old daughter in Michigan. My sister has her. So it's like very, very challenging, you know, trying to stay in all of those, everybody's life, and keep them in my life as well. So, of course, I have to travel, you know, to see my daughter. I tend to do that. Like, I try not to go past 2 months, you know. Try to go see her every 2 months.
That was who you referenced in the song, and you called her a queen. That's amazing.
Yeah. Well, actually, in the song, I was talking about, you know, the female that would be the queen, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, I did reference my daughter, too. But, yeah, it's very challenging. My son, he's up here now. He's part of the company now, just came part of the company, started working for the company, and he's been promoted within, like, 2 weeks.
Wow.
Yes, for, I believe it's project manager.
Okay.
Yes, so he's doing very well.
Is he trying to boss you around?
No. He's very humble.
He's like his dad.
Yeah, he's very humble.
So what, you've done touring, and what's touring like for you?
It's very strenuous, very hard work.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be very committed to your work. You have to be in tune with your people, your group, your members. You have to be in tune with yourself as well, too. I had a chance to be on a 444 tour. Lick Yousef was on it with Vic Mensa performing. I had a chance to be on half of the tour, so I've seen what it takes to actually tour, you know. And it's hard work, you know. If people think the tour life, you partying, girls, I mean, they're around, but you have to use your mind, you have to use your choices,
mm-hmm.
you know, because you got to get on that road, you got to get on that bus, you got to be gone at a certain time, you know what I'm saying? So your body has to be in condition, have to have its proper rest, have to have its proper food and everything, because you got to get on that stage at a certain time, you got to be ready, regardless. So, yeah.
What's coming up for you? What's next for you?
I believe me being an executive is like the next big goal I see coming.
Okay.
I'm always be an artist.
Okay.
You know, I'm always music's my passion, but I see me going more into the executive realm than the artist realm. I'm still an artist. I'm still gonna make music,
mm-hmm.
but more into the executive part. I'm doing a lot of shows here in Vegas and across the nation as well now, too. So I see a lot of big event planning, too, as well. So those are the two directions that I'm going
into. Now, what do you have something coming up soon? Do you want to tell us about it?
Yes. An artist that signed to the private plane by the name of Fireman, a legendary Fireman.
Hi, Fireman.
What's up, Fireplane, baby? He's dropping his mixtape, Why Are Your Eyes So Red, hosted by Malik Yousef, a.k.a. DJ Good Music. It's 420, going to be at CMBXX, 920 Commerce Street here in Vegas, downtown Vegas. We're also doing auditions for artists and models for an upcoming industry showcase that we're having too, music and fashion showcase that we're having too coming in May. So feel free, it's a free event. Come through, everybody in Vegas, come on through. Come check out the mixtape, you know, the release party. It's going to be extra dope, extra fat.
And the Diva's going to be there. Hello, hello.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what, ladies and gentlemen, when you guys want to do modeling, please don't bring a print from your phone. Please just take the time.
Definitely. If you're modeling, please bring your shots. You're going to need your shots. If you're an artist, please bring your EPK.
Okay. You guys heard him. And don't be bringing, like, just a, like, a thing you just printed off at Walgreens. You guys can spend $20 and go get some pictures taken, okay? And if you don't, then let me know and I'll find your photographer, okay? So what, besides this song that you played, what do you have, any other songs that you have?
Yes, I got a song. Actually, I was trying to get it to you. It's called Windy City Blues.
Okay.
It's with an artist from the Private Plane by the name of I Am True Star. He threw the vocals on it, real harmonious. Sound like a D'Angelo mixed with a, I can't even think of the guy name with the beard, the guitar. But he's got a very soulful voice, you know, and it's explaining about, you know, the blues of Chicago, what people go through, you know, from being a mother, you know, having to pay bills and, you know, taking care of children and still having time, finding time for yourself, you know. Drug dealers, dealing with drug dealing, dealing with the Chicago violence, dealing with the Chicago violence with police officers, you know, police brutality, you know, drug addicts, homeless, you know.
We have the kid. Chicago's the number one place right now for black-on-black crime.
Exactly.
Killing. It's
exactly.
Really. What
teens
is
it? That, you know, young women that are getting pregnant and have no choices, you know what I'm saying, of what they want to do with this child, have no support. You know, it's speaking all those things, you know, like when it's in blues, you know.
What advice would you give, because I know you have a lot of young people who follow you, what advice would you give the person who wants to be an up-and-coming artist, whether it's a rapper or a blues singer or opera, because I like opera. What would you give
them? I would give them, you know, if it's something that you have to want to do this, you know, if it's something that you want to do and you got to consecutively do it, you know, not, I mean, thoroughly, you have to also build a team, too, you know. You're going to need a team. You can't do everything on your own.
Right.
So, you know, use your resources, you know, friends that you got that does things, people you know that you went to school with, you know, that's a graphic designer, that's not an artist that's want to be in the industry and want to do something. You know, if they want to be used, you know, if they want to be part of it,
right,
do that. But you have to be consistent with your work. You have to be consistent with it, you know, every day. You have to have that ambition, you know, and definitely got to have the right relations, make relations with everybody. That's the key to anything. You know, that was the key to this interview. Having a relation and making a relation with you.
And you guys, let me talk about that a little bit. Networking, a lot of people ask me why. I've had this question a lot lately. They ask me, why don't I charge for people to be on my show? Because you know what? I like networking. And I'm 54 in July, and long before some of you guys were even thought of, people network. You would call up and you'd say, hey, Joe, I have this person. I want you to talk to them. Or, hey, Susie, I have this person I want you to talk to. Networking, to me, is a gift. It's a gift to be able to say to somebody else, here, come on, let me help promote you and let me help see you better. Because networking, in my eyes, is learning to help people be a better part of society, and you're bringing people up. Yes, I could charge people. I do have friends who have radio stations and they charge. And I'm not judging anybody. But for me, I feel personally God is saying that I don't need to charge, and because things are going to be, good things will come for me. Me, I am taking, just so you guys know where I'm going, I'm taking the 15 best shows that I'm going to do, and I'm presenting those to Sirius Radio to do syndicated. So I figure in the end that I will be paid back for all my goodness. So that's what I do. Don't charge for radio. That's a little bit for me.
You know, marketing, I mean, networking, that's the hardest work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the hardest work of being an artist, is networking, you know. You, as an artist, you have to go network. Even though you might have a team manager or anything, but it's best for you to gain those, you know what I'm saying, relations with people,
right.
You know.
It is. And you know what, I mentioned with relations, I think I'd like networking, especially today, maybe even versus 3 years ago, because we have so many people. Yes, I have my cell phone in my hand, but let me explain. I'm actually controlling the radio station with my cell phone. But people, we're so in tune with our cell phones that sometimes to have an interview like this is not normal sometimes, because you can call up and do an interview on the radio. So it's always nice when you can actually come and meet a person in public. And so I really better vibes. And then I get to tease a man about why he doesn't have a wife, which we're going to have to make that happen and stuff. So where have you been looking for a wife? Do you want to talk about that? Or you want to?
It's in the making.
Oh, okay.
Definitely.
Do I get to invite you to a wedding?
Surely.
Okay. Because I give good gifts. I like Nordstrom's, Tiffany's. I mean, things like that. Mm-hmm. I don't give Kmart and Target. And when I get married, and yes, that is a hint for all you people that I am in a relationship. When I get married, if anybody gives me a gift from Target or Walmart, I'm going to know. I'm going to open a package, and I'm going to charge you for your food at the wedding, just so you know. Okay? Don't even think about it. Okay. I'm sorry. Hi, honey. How are you? So anyway. Okay. I just joke. I don't know what to do with myself. You know, Giselle, thank you so much for coming out, and I really, really appreciate you, young man, for coming out and interviewing with us and telling me about the Eclipse Theater, which you guys will see me. You won't see this because I'm not going to allow Eli to video, but I think I'm going to go have some more drinks. I didn't want to be, like, on a lush on camera. You know, it's more of a prop, but I'll tell you how it is later. Eli's actually eating a salad there. That's Eli. We already got a take of that. But can you tell people where they can find you at?
Sure. You can find me on Instagram, G_SYL, Twitter, G@SYL128, Facebook, Sylvain, G. Seal Withers. I want to say shout out to the Ranger Gang, to my guys, man, Mikey Hunnett, and Kayo Dollar, Mike and Ike, Pook Duke, First Lady. Be love, man. Shout out to my guys, man. Much love. It's still here. You hear me?
Where are they at? Do I get to interview them?
Eventually, yes.
Okay, see, I'm just always about interviewing people because I want you guys to look at my outfit. Oh, wait, I have to show you my boots. Eli, did you get my boots up in here? So these are my boots. I love these boots, and I just love wearing them. So I changed my hair. There you go. And I'm just all about getting dressed up. So no more people to interview. I know you think I'm a hot mess. Don't you?
No, you're cool. You're real cool. You make me laugh. You make me smile.
You know? He's like, what did I get into? I had, before we even started the video, I had him laughing because I was asked to interview and give him about, where's your wife at? What's going on? Who is she? And he was cracking up so much. So I'm going to be at the wedding, and just so you guys know, I want to give a shout-out to my son, Eli, and to Solomon. Solomon's going to be 18 on May 12th. Happy early birthday. Eli looked at me, May 17th. He's going to be 18th on May 17th. Thanks.
My birthday, May 18th.
Oh, May, yeah, so, what? May 17th.
May
18th? Do you want me to tell that? May's eventful, that's right, because Eli, can I say Eli? Eli has my future daughter-in-law coming to town again. Hi, Carrie. We're so excited. She's going to be with us, and she's from Liverpool. So, Carrie, when you see this, your mama loves you. Oh, no, let me say, she calls me Mom. Mom loves you, babe. All right. And I want to say hi to my honey. Hi, honey. He's sleeping right now, but I love you too. No, you guys don't get to know his name because this is my motto. Keep your relationships off Facebook and they'll laugh. So, okay? But all you guys get to know is I'm in a relationship. That's it. You don't get to know his name. Don't get to see his picture because some of you women, Alma would have to beat down. Okay. Anyway, yes, I am taken. Anyway, all right. and this could be a plug for a reality show. The Diva could be on your reality show, and G-Sale could be sitting here, and he could be laughing at my jokes. Okay, anyway, we're signing off for Rolling with the Diva. Thank you guys for tuning in. We will see you soon. We have another show coming up Tuesday, a lot of shows on autism awareness. This month is also sexual abuse awareness. That's a really hard subject. Again, I get to do this on camera, and I want you to know, this is my public service message. If you're struggling with depression, And some of you guys are, because you know that you have Aunt George or Aunt George or somebody sitting at the table who really needs some serious help, and you guys all play it off. They were in a war. You know they never were in a war. They're mean to everybody. You guys are just tolerating this. Get them some help. Not everybody needs drugs, but maybe somebody does need counseling. Seriously, though, depression is real. I struggle with depression. I actually take medicine. I keep it in control. I eat healthy, and I exercise, and I talk to people about my problems, okay? So you guys need to know that there's help for you. If you're suicidal and you're watching this, you need to, and you're going to kill yourself now, you need to, like, get off the video and go to call 911 and get some help. If you can wait, then you need to go and get yourself to a counselor right away. You're loved, you're wanted, you're somebody's brother, sister, mother, father, and you're actually valuable, and you're loved. If you guys want to comment on our video, or you have something to say, or you have an artist that you want me to interview, send me an email, cvwtdiva@gmail.com.
Get out of artist. Take advantage of it.
This is free, seriously. This is Sabrina Williams signing off with Rolling with the Diva. You guys are loved, and peace out. Thank you.